go to cons. I don't charge and shit like that. Again, I don't judge people that do, man. I will do it if I have to one day. Yeah. You know, I hope I don't have to, but hope you can work consistently enough. But if it comes down to a choice of, like, I can go work at Rickles Home Center, if that exists, or Pergament, or probably Home Depot's replaced them all. If I go work at Home Depot, or I go fucking swallow my pride and go sit in, like, you know, a fucking airport hotel ballroom. You know, next to, like, fucking Erin Gray, who played Wilma, you know, on Buck Rogers, and Lou Ferrigno, who played the Hulk, you know, sundry other people.
Between them.
Or the guy who played Oliver on the Brady Bunch or some such shit. And there's Silent Bob. I'm telling you, man, call me a dick, but I'm going to do it. I'd rather do that than fucking work on Depot.
But you're there, and you're approached.
I'm there, and I get approached by a guy who's like, you know, I own a radio station down south, and, you know, back in the day, I was a huge fan of Smodcast when I was a kid. Oh, I loved it. I used to, like, listen to it.
I drew one of
the
pictures.
I'm Untamed Aggression. I'm like, what the fuck? Holy cow, what? Like, well, he'd have to jog my memory a little more at that point. We're talking 20 years down the road, right? Untamed Aggression might not ring a bell.
Yeah.
I might hear Untamed Aggression and be like, oh, he's going to be one of those dudes that just lives to punch Silent Bob in the face. And this is going to be the 12th time. Yeah, I was like, look, buddy, I don't do that shit for free anymore. If you want to punch me, it's going to be $25. But he's like, hey, man, I own a radio station, and you were always fucking good on the radio. And, you know, I'd invite Scott, but as we all know, he died in that fucking horrible accident. And I was like, I told him, right? But we don't say what it was, because, you know, otherwise you can't predict the future. Otherwise, you might have to go back and fucking change it. Dun, 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 dun. That style.
Scott Mosier, Salvation.
Yes. So he goes, yeah, man, there's a radio station. You know,
I'm
it's like, he's like, look, it breaks
my
heart to see you here fucking, you know, signing at this goddamn hotel ballroom and shit. And I understand you got to make men's meet, and you're too lazy to become a real man working in the real world, normal people, because you're spoiled and fat. Look at you, you're 1,000 pounds. He's going, why don't you come and...
It's pity and rage.
Yeah, it's really pity and rage, and there's a little bit of disgust in there, but, like, I'm a Christian at heart, so I want to help you out. You made me laugh when I was a kid, and now I feel like I should do this because I was visited by, like, three ghosts at night, and my oldest kid got killed in a war, and my wife left me, and I'm reaching back into my youth. I'm like, oh, so it's more about you. And he's just, or I'm like, see, and he's like, all right, that voice you can't do on the radio. If you're going to take this job, you're going to have to, it's a light country station.
I don't want anyone to know it's you.
He goes, he's going, look, you're quick-witted, and I don't need them to. I'm not trading
you
on you.
You used to do some voices.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to change your identity. You won't be Kevin Smith as much as you'll be, like, Silent Blob. How's that issue? I'm like, wait, Bob? Yeah, no, Bob, we're close. Blob. Blob's funnier. I mean, I always thought that. It should have been Jay and Silent Blob. I wrote that to you on the message board a few times. But you never paid attention. Well, now it's my turn, smartass. Now you will pay attention. Blob, yeah,
because you ain't making enough money.
And you're gonna. I'm gonna pay you $35,000 a year to beat Silent Blob. How about that? And the beat's going head in hand at a fucking you know, autograph hound. Fucking, just get in the booth and fucking DJ. What's our format?